This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 23rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze while Eilut remains hot. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Hamas has announced Khalil al-Hayya as the new leader of the organization. This follows his survival of an Israeli assassination attempt last September. Also, Israel Hayom reports in the past hour that the Houthis have announced new sanctions, escalating tensions following an attack on Sana'a's airport. Also this hour, Israel Hayom details an incident at a cinema where an usher was attacked after warning teenagers about smoking, leaving them with visible injuries. Separately, Ynet reveals that the U.S. and Iran are considering a 10-day ceasefire proposal amidst escalating Middle East tensions. And finally, I-24 News reports the Pentagon concealed injuries from undisclosed Iranian attacks in Jordan earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News, covering breaking events, reported just minutes ago that the Houthis' military spokesman announced a naval blockade on Saudi Arabia, warning of severe escalation if provoked. I24NEWS English, known for their international coverage, highlighted the maritime ban declared by the Houthis on Saudi Arabia, signaling possible further conflict. Ynet Global, an established news source, indicated that the U.S. and Iran are evaluating a ceasefire proposal as Middle East conflicts worsen. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hamas, Walla reports that Khalil al-Hayya has taken the helm as the new leader of Hamas. His appointment follows a tense period after he survived an assassination attempt by Israel in Qatar last September. His leadership marks a significant shift in the group's strategy, potentially impacting their relations within the region. Turning to the escalating situation with the Houthis. According to Israel Hayom, the Houthis announced sanctions following an attack on the airport in Sana'a. This move threatens to widen the conflict, with their new strategy focusing on a blockade-against-blockade approach. The tension in the region could have severe implications for international trade routes. Meanwhile, in a disturbing report from Israel Hayom, an usher in a cinema was attacked by teenagers after confronting them over smoking. This violent incident highlights ongoing concerns about public safety and the challenges faced by workers enforcing regulations. On the diplomatic front, Ynet reveals that the U.S. and Iran are weighing a proposal for a 10-day ceasefire. This initiative aims to revive dialogue amidst escalating regional conflicts. The proposal could provide a crucial pause in hostilities, offering a window for renewed negotiations. Finally, I-24 News uncovers that the Pentagon concealed injuries from Iranian assaults in Jordan. This revelation adds to the complex web of military engagements in the region. The lack of transparency raises questions about the full extent of these engagements and their implications for regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a concerning deficit in 38% of local authorities, with 16% in a critical economic state. This data from the Interior Ministry highlights financial challenges across governance in Israel. Separately, CTEC announces that Sentinel-1 veterans have raised $10 million to secure the rise of AI agents. NEO states that traditional cybersecurity tools are inadequate for the evolving AI landscape. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns parents about a toy causing injuries, urging safety checks after reports of explosions and burns from squishies. The Ministry of Economy is actively addressing safety concerns. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.